Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
103.5. And great news. Gwen Stefani is dropping by the show on Friday. She has some new stuff she wants to talk about. In fact, the big question on all of Gwen Stefani's social media is, when is your new music coming out? So we're going to get that one out of her.
Do you know where she's living now? Is she here or is she in Oklahoma?
Oh, she's right now. She's in Oklahoma. She'll be calling us from Oklahoma.
Okay, got it.
I did see that on the emails.
Cool.
So she's with Blake, and Blake calls her Gwen.
I love her her last new music video.
Oh, yeah. Reintroduce myself.
In all her styles.
Oh, so good. We should be that for Halloween.
That would be fun.
Each one of us could be a certain phase of Gwen.
I'll be Chola Gwen.
Yeah. Chola
Gwen. That's easy.
Well, good morning to you. So we were talking about this yesterday. We played, in fact, the part of Piers Morgan being called out by his co-host, Alex, who is the weatherman on Good Morning Britain. In fact, do we have that ready?
Yeah.
So Alex Beresford does the weather on Good Morning Britain, and he just went on a rant against Piers Morgan, who is the anchor of the show.
Here we go.
Here it is.
And I understand that you don't like Meghan Markle. You've made it so clear a number of times on this program. A number of times. And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no.
Sorry. Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my own.
No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
Mm, yep. We agree. And he walked off, and then and he quit. Piers Morgan quit. He's been doing it since 2015.
Do you think he quit?
Well, he says he quit.
Right.
But there were 42,000 complaints about his handling of Meghan and Harry. So, I mean, this is why I think he may have quit, because if he was fired, maybe they would have to have, like, first say he's going to take a break.
Oh.
Or would they just outright fire him?
I don't know.
Is that grounds for firing him? Complaints from all the viewers.
Maybe they asked him. You know, maybe it was one of those deals where they're like, Piers, this isn't working. Will you step down?
Yeah. You know, he said in one of the interviews, he said, well, you know, they were entitled to say, Alex was entitled to say whatever he wants, and it was good TV.
Yeah, and then he tweeted this morning, he said, for the first time, Good Morning Britain beat something BBC in the ratings. He's like, my work here is done.
Well, I liked his parting words, Piers Morgan, after he quit.
I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in the right to be allowed to have an opinion. If people want to believe Meghan Markle, that's entirely their right. I don't believe almost anything that comes out of her mouth. And I think the damage she's done to the British monarchy and to the Queen at a time when Prince Philip is lying in hospital is enormous and frankly contemptible. So if I have to fall on my sword for expressing an honestly held opinion about Meghan Markle and that diatribe of bilge that she came out with in that interview, so be it.
Okay.
Bilge.
Wow. We have to look up bilge.
Diatribe of bilge.
What is, I mean, I've heard the word before. I just want the, okay, bilge. This is, you guys, this is what the dictionary says. All right. It says, what is bilge? Bilge is the body of a ship or boat that would rest on the ground if the vessel were unsupported by water.
Huh.
Hmm. The bulging of a barrel.
It must have some like slang meaning in Britain.
Right.
I wonder if he'll regret this.
Huh. I don't think so. Oh, bilge is dirty and smelly. It's also the word for nonsense. Well, inside Hollywood, never full of bilge. And the Queen and Prince Harry, we've got more on that. Oh, and also your LNK1K Payday Song of the Day is Adele, Rolling in the Deep. After 8, before 9, Ryan?
Between 8:30, 8:45.
Woohoo! $1,000 for Yoohoo. Come right
back. More Ellen K after this on Coast 103.5.
Leokini Coast 103.5.
Coast 103.5, Inside Hollywood.
Let's go Inside Hollywood. Okay, so Coming to America is so, so good. And as you said yesterday, Ryan, critics aren't really loving it, but the people are. So the most streaming movie so far, you know, this year. And now Coming to America 3 is already in the works. Eddie Murphy said he is down to make it.
Wow.
And Arsenio Hall is coming back. Tracy Morgan as well.
Do you know, I read this morning that Eddie Murphy quit acting for, I think it was like 6 years. He's been away. And I found out why. He quit because the Razzies. Every movie he did was getting a Razzie.
No way.
Yeah.
And he said it was like really hurting his feelings and he just didn't want to do
those
it.
Those are for like the worst movies.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. He would always come out on top.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, Coming to America, he will not get a Razzie for this. And then he's already working on 3. And Tracy Morgan, who's in the movie, is making a movie about Louis Armstrong. He is going to star in it and he's financing it himself. He actually played Louis Armstrong in an SNL skit with Queen Latifah way back in 2003, just for laughs, but he's always been a fan. Louis Armstrong, Wonderful World was my wedding dance song because my husband's from New Orleans and we love that song. So can't wait to see that. It'll come out next year. Queen Elizabeth has broken her silence in response to Harry and Meghan's bombshell interview with Oprah. Her Majesty makes it clear any fallout will be handled privately. The Queen foremost says she's saddened to learn how challenging the last few years have been for the former royals, adding, quote, while some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family. Harry says he'll always be close to his grandma.
My grandmother and I have a really good relationship and an understanding, and I have a deep respect for her. She's my colonel-in-chief, right? She always will be.
Yeah, so we hope that everything gets patched up. Meanwhile, the fallout still happens. There's this UK anchor who really slipped up about Prince Philip. I'm going to share that with you a little bit later. Thanks for having us on. It's Coast 103.5.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say, gotta have faith.
It's Coast 103.5 here on your Wet Nose Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, thanks to you, we're emptying the shelters. And we're the Ellen K. Morning Show. So we will introduce you to your next furry love coming up. Thank you, I Stand With My Pack, for partnering with us to help empty the shelters. Ellen, Social Queen Darlene, and Ryan Mano.
Hey, we got a call. He's going to call back, but this guy Achilles wants to tell us how he quit his job. After Piers quit his. I guess it was pretty dramatic. He's an actor. He's a former actor.
Oh, wow. So on a famous set.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. It's also a wet Wednesday, so be careful as you're driving around.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love.
And how did you quit your job?
Let the snow
call us, 800-929-KOST.
From the place.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on
Leokini Coast 103.5.
All right, thank you, Nikki, and we are the Ellen K. Morning Show. Ryan Mano.
Hi, good morning.
And Darlene Rodrigo.
Hello.
And myself, I'm Ellen K. So we are loving all your calls about quitting. Here in this rainy Wednesday, we're going to have rain all throughout the day. It's going to be really cool, too. I wore my rain boots.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you did.
They're shiny rubber.
How high up do those go?
They go up to my knee.
Wow.
Just in case I want to jump in puddles.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're by UGG, and they were a gift from my husband for a couple Christmases ago.
Wow.
And I always look at them way up high on my shelf, and I think, I want to bring them down. And so today I did. Since they're UGGs, they have the shearling inside.
Oh, nice.
So they keep your feet all cozy while you're also battling the rain and stomping in puddles.
Yeah.
I'll put a picture up. Anyway, we're here with you, and Piers Morgan quit his job yesterday. Good morning, Britain. He just first stormed off after being called out about his treatment of Meghan Markle. And then he quit, saying, look, everyone has a right to free speech, well, including himself. And he also thought that his coworker calling him out like that was good TV. Big ratings, too. I don't know what he'll do next. I'm sure he's thinking about it. But we love your calls. Did you quit? How and why? Or do you want to? We don't want to help you do it, but we might have some suggestions. Have you ever quit a job, Ryan?
No, only like I've left jobs just because something else came along, but just straight up said, like, I'm out of here.
Dar, have you?
No, but my husband left in the middle of his lunch shift. He just never came back.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, he's had it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is just vacated.
Yeah, he was done.
Have you quit?
I've never quit a job.
Okay.
No, I was almost fired from the cafeteria I worked at with my sister because we weren't doing the right thing. I mean, we're supposed to put out the pies at the cafeteria.
Oh, and they were crazy strict about how it had to be.
It had to be a perfect equal triangle.
Right.
And I mean, the guy would almost practically measure it this with his fingers. And so, oops, the spoon fell a couple times when we were hungry and ruined the piece. I guess it happened too many times for him. So I was threatened with being fired if I didn't clean up my act.
Yeah. And knowing you, you're not one for details. Like, you don't want to measure the pie right. You know, it's not really up your alley.
But I mean, there are so many pies. Anyway, no, I've never quit. Yeah. But let's go to Patty. Patty, you say you quit your job. What did you quit and why?
I had a job. I don't know if you guys remember Lucky's Market. I got hired there. I was working there probably, I don't know, maybe about 6 months or something. And then I got invited to go to Magic Mountain. And I really wanted to go, and they wouldn't let me have it off, so I quit.
And you went to Magic Mountain, had the time of your life.
I had the time of my life, but I always regretted it because I wanted to work at Lucky's. I loved working there so much, and it's just something crazy. I just quit, and I never went back, and, you know, it's just something I did stupid. But I did have a good time at Magic Mountain, though.
We cannot blame you. Thank you, Patty. Yeah, call us 800-929-KOST. You can also text us at 51035. I keep on falling. Today, the rain. Right now, we're seeing breaking up here in Burbank, but it'll come back in waves. We're expecting rain all throughout the day. But welcome to our show. We're the Ellen K. Morning Show. It's Coast 103.5. Someone's going to win $1,000 today and every day with your Ellen K. 1K payday. And Adele is your artist. Rolling in the Deep is your song.
It'll play between 8:30 and 8:45.
And when you hear it, caller 20 gets that cash. Quitting jobs. Piers Morgan quit. And we find out now that Meghan Markle's team filed a complaint over Piers Morgan's comments, repeated comments about Meghan Markle. And that was one of the things that led to his demise, that possibly he was asked to leave. Mm-hmm. But he did leave. And he is the host of Good Morning Britain since 2015.
You know, he was saying, though, that he didn't believe her, that she had suicidal thoughts. And I feel like that's a topic that probably maybe is best left untouched.
Yeah.
If someone says they're feeling that, I mean, you take them at their word. And even if you don't say it.
Right.
And he's trying to make it hotter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But he's also has no contact with her anymore.
Right.
So, I don't know. A lot of assumptions everywhere, right? But he did. He quit. And it was a huge press conference. And we are enjoying your calls. How did you quit? Let's go to Achilles. Achilles, you're an actor. And you quit a big job. You quit your job on the Titanic?
Well, I was an actor. And yes, Leo was great. And Winslet was great. Billy Zane was a lot of fun. He got me in trouble a few times.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah, that's a motley crew.
Yeah.
Well, we're all in the boat with a bunch of dummies, because there are like 8 dummies in my boat with 3 real people. It saves a lot of money for them because it's distant shots. And we move around in front of dummies. The dummies are moving. If you see in the movie, you'll see it. Basically, we're all rowing the wrong way. And I'm like, hey, we're rowing the wrong way. And the DA says, sit down, shut up. And I go, you've got 10 cameras. You're going to have to throw all the film away. We're rowing the wrong way. And he keeps yelling at me, saying, sit down, shut up. And I wouldn't sit down. Finally, someone says, Cameron, James, we're rowing the wrong way. He goes, turn around. So they turned us around, and I would not sit down. I said, get the barge over here. I'm leaving. Bye-bye. And all my friends were like, don't leave. Don't leave. I'm like, no. They can find another guy to fill in. I'm not going to put up with this. And it was really terrible because I wanted to stay on the film another few months.
Of course, Achilles. And see you later, Leo DiCaprio. I've had it. I'm out of here. Where's the barge? Get me off this boat with these dummies. I didn't know they used dummies. Like he said, it saves a lot of money. Achilles, wow, that was a big film to quit. Wow, but there you go.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
It's the movie that got away.
That is how I know you. Go on.
Could you imagine, as an actor, how that would look on your resume?
Oh my God.
Titanic.
At least he died on a hill he believed in, though. They were going the wrong way.
That's true.
Spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on.
And your calls keep coming. I didn't know so many people quit in so many illustrious ways. 800-929-KOST. That is how you reach us. You can also text us at 51035. You do not have to give your name. But yeah, where your place? How'd you do it? How'd you quit? Coming up, Inside Hollywood is just ahead. And Humphrey Yogurt. There used to be locations all over Southern California. Meghan Markle said it was her first job. And they have seen a boom in business, but there's only one left in all of the Southland. And we'll tell you where it is and what they're doing as a tribute to Meghan Markle next.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on
Coles. You know, we took one. Are you team Harry, Meghan, and Oprah, or the Royals? And you said Harry and Meghan. So it was almost an overwhelming majority vote there, like 86% or something, I think,
yeah.
Darlene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're the Ellen K. Morning Show. There's Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. The New York Times published something shocking. And all the New Yorkers are mad at us here on the West Coast, here in L.A., saying that the best bagels in the world are not New York. They're in L.A.
Hmm.
And then they had a list, Yeasty Boys and others.
Wow. I don't know. There's nothing like an H&H Midtown bagel, though. I tell you, there's something so good about those New York bagels.
Some of it might just be the city feeling.
I think you're probably right.
But New York Times said,
yeah,
we don't have the best bagels in the world. L.A. doesn't. Now, all the New Yorkers are upset about that. Anyway... today is also a special day. It is International Bagpipe Day.
Oh, yes. Love a good bagpipe.
Do you guys remember our bagpiper?
Yes. His name was Alex Walker.
Yes.
Yes.
He's like fourth generation bagpiper.
Yep.
And when you watch it in person, it's fascinating.
You feel it in your body. Like, it's so loud and powerful.
Yeah. Our neighbors here on the floor and other floors didn't appreciate us having real bagpipers in, but we loved it.
And that's why we gave them away. Remember, we took caller 20 to have him
send him to a school.
Show up at your work or school.
The school was so happy about it, though.
We said, you need to go now. We're getting complaints, but we love you.
Well, in celebration of National Bagpipe Day, I thought maybe we could just enjoy a little bit of this. The Red Hot Chili Pipers, actual Scottish band. They've been around since 2002.
The Pipers?
The Chili
That's
Pipers.
So funny.
Covered Avicii's Wake Me Up.
Wow, they are good.
There you go.
Right into your traffic with you, Nick Pollock.
Coast 103.5.
All right, thank you, Nikki. Yeah, busy, busy. And more rain on the way. It's going to be throughout the day. But how did you quit your job? Pierce Morgan did his really publicly, and he didn't seem upset or bummed out. He's like, everyone is entitled to their opinion. I don't like Meghan Markle, but you can, and if you do. Anyway, so he quit. He's gone this morning from Good Morning Britain. Like, we have GMA, they have GMB.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to Todd. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ellen K. How are you?
Good, Todd. How'd you do it? How'd you quit?
Well, I got involved, or in high school, I worked at Safeway. And I got involved with somebody that was older than me that worked there.
Oops.
And I was seeing somebody at the time in high school, and I was all mixed up with what was going on, and I just walked away from the job.
And you never went back?
No.
And did your girlfriend there try to contact you and say, what's up, Todd?
Yeah, we stayed together and worked through things, and I still talk to her.
But what happened to the other gal there at Safeway?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. So you quit and broke a heart.
I don't know. Maybe she broke mine.
Ah, okay. That's a double dose of downer.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd, sorry about that. But you sound like you've moved on and everything is fine. Top stories coming up. It's Coast 103.5. Coast 103.5. We're in the 8 o'clock hour, y'all. Big hour. Someone's going to win $1,000. And my good friend Wayne Brady is stopping by. Wayne and I worked together for years and years on his show, The Wayne Brady Show. So I was hired to be his on-camera announcer.
Nice.
And yeah, and then I would sit like at a microphone or on the couch next to him and he'd start the show. And
sure.
I remember after the first season, it was so much fun. We did so many things. Like they'd go overboard. This was on ABC with all the Halloween costumes. And it was just so much fun. After the radio show, I would go to the set and work there until early afternoon. And this is right after I had given birth, too.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a schedule.
Yeah. But Wayne's wife was also pregnant. Okay. So we would bond over that. But anyway, after the first season, he got renewed for a second season. And he said, hey, Ellen, can you sing? And I said, no, I'm not a good singer. And he goes, can you dance?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nope. But he taught me what he could. Anyway, he's coming on the show a little bit later on this hour. How did you quit your job? Piers Morgan quit his job on Good Morning Britain, a well-paid job. He'd been at it for years and years, the lead morning anchor, along with Susanna Reid. And Piers Morgan, outspoken, and I think sometimes, you know, probably annoying to some, but he always, you know, had that kind of brash personality. So how did you quit your job? Thanks for your calls. Let's go to Matthew. What's your story?
So I was hired, Robinson May, to just before Christmas to help out on the floor to put the clothes back. You know, people browse the sweaters and the T-shirts. You're supposed to put them back.
Yeah.
Nice and neat. So they give me a four-hour shift, 2 hours into the job. The manager comes, hey, what have you been doing? The store is a mess. I swear I have already set up at least three displays, but people were busy buying, shopping, and they'll mess them up. So I said, forget it. I'm quitting.
Oh,
yeah. Before I quit, I went to the employee desk and I ordered a credit card because you have 50% off.
Oh.
And they send it to my house. Uh-huh. I got my check for the 2 hours that I worked, but I enjoy like a year of 50% off having some money. I was glad I quit.
Matthew, you did it right. And I'm so sorry that you were just drowning in sweaters that were needed to be folded. You know, I have a friend who's worked retail in both men's and women's departments. And she said the women are like 80% messier than the men, that they just throw the stuff on the floor after they're done. Clothes everywhere.
Yeah, they try it on, they put it on, they take it out backwards, they just set it aside and they try another one. The lady is the same one that you just tried on. Why are you keep trying them? But, you know, that's what they do.
Well, Matthew, are you working currently?
Yes, yes. I'm now a special education assistant at school.
Oh, so you're doing such rewarding work.
Yeah, thank you. Love your show. It's amazing how you find these topics that are of interest to all of us. And I'll open your mind for us to mention some things, and we all have fun. Thank you, Helen, and thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, you, Matthew.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Aw. So, wow, he was just, he couldn't keep up with folding of the clothes.
Yeah.
I love that he got the credit card just in time.
Mm-hmm.
So how'd you quit your job? Piers Morgan quit his job. So what is his co-host saying? She was left all alone to address it this morning. And I couldn't get enough. You'll hear her next.
Come right back. More Ellen Kay after this on Coke.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.